to get better, and let's go ahead and start playing the real games in January, because let's face it, league play is coming this week.
It's coming. The British are coming, and so is another commercial break. We have 41 seconds left in the doubleheader of varsity action tonight. The girls' team's on the floor right now. It's Lakers varsity of girls winning 43-27 over North Huron. Boys are up next on the WLW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta night. You'll save mucho dinero. This south of the border fiesta is just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry, tantalizing the most discriminating palate for just $7.95. Friday night, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for just $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well. Though I know not when or even if you shall receive it, Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
If you've heard about it but ignored it, maybe it's time to investigate site-specific soil sampling and creation of a variable rate prescription map for selective nutrient application. You only apply where and in the amounts needed. Now is the time to talk to the agronomy experts at Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Kindy location and find out more, and you'll discover why Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City is Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. Visit www.kindycoop.com or call 989 874-4200. That's 874-4200.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. It's the Lakers on the road. Excuse me, Lakers at home taking on the North Huron Warriors. The Warriors enter tonight at 0-4, Lakers at 3-1. North Huron, well, the closest victory came last game back in December. They lost at Peck 43-45. They're 0-2 in the NCTL play. Not a clue how things are tabulated for the Stars and Stripes division. We'll just leave it at that. North Huron is coached by Bill McClellan, son of longtime legend at Lakers by the same name. Going by the numbers, North Huron scores on average 42 points a game while allowing 55 and a quarter. So a negative balance for the Warriors, 13 and a quarter points. At home, the Warriors cut the deficit to 10 points. However, when they play on the road, such as the case tonight, North Huron has only been able to muster 39 and a half points while giving up 56 on defense. So using a two-game average, negative 16 and a half points for North Huron. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside the Warrior huddle.
I'll tell you, first thing is I'm going to start with the coach, is that if you want to talk about a patient young man, it is Coach Bill McClellan Jr. And he showed patience when he was playing ball back in the day. He graduated in 1990. We were reminiscing just about a few minutes ago about his favorite game, and it just happened to be a game against Harbor Beach. And
against Coach Mooney.
I had a ringside seat, and that game, it was so packed in that gym that I swear if I would have got up, someone would have taken my place. It was a tough loss for the Harbor Beach Pirates that night, but a very well-deserved victory for the Lakers that night, and that's all I'm going to say as far as that's concerned. But Coach Bill Sr. instilled that type of attitude, is that you got to be patient. Good things are going to happen when you work hard, and that's exactly what's going to happen with North Huron. Despite their record, they have been tightening up on defense, and as a result, they stuck a game in on us on the 21st. They actually did beat CPS.
Oh, they did.
So they
My
did
apologies.
Have, they did have one game. So I would look tonight, as far as looking in the huddle, look for Noah Pelega, Matt Koth, Connor Kowalski, Justin Baranski to basically share the offensive load and avenge that game that they played in the opening night against the Lakers on their own home floor.
So North Huron at 1-4 on the season.
Yes.
Well, the Warriors' battle cry last season, North Huron finished last season with 11 wins and 12 losses. That included a slow 1-4 start. This year, the Blue and Gold are trying to match that start and beat it with a win tonight. They currently sit at 1-4. They played two at home, two on the road, and not sure where that CPS game was, so my scripts really don't make sense when you change it on me. Not bad, especially with a whole slew of juniors on this roster.
You know, they do have a few seniors that are worthy of note. In fact, when it comes down to starting them, he's starting four seniors, one junior. But, yes, I think you're absolutely correct. The juniors need to step up, and they need to go ahead and look at the fact that they need to contribute. They're going to go ahead and try and push this year's crop of seniors. And I tell you the truth, I think as each game goes by, they're going to show improvement as this season progresses.
Currently, they're on a four-game. Well, I take that back. They lost to Lakers, Brown City, Deckerville, and Peck all in the month of December, and they beat Carsonville and Port St. Lac back on the 21st.
So they're on a one-game win.
They're on a one-game win streak. This is part two of a two-game road trip dating back to that Peck game on the 17th. North Huron is home on Thursday hosting Caseville.
And that, of course, is going to be a very important game for them because in the NTCL, Stripes is it?
I believe so.
They are currently sitting in second place right behind Peck. Peck is 2-0 in league. North Huron at 1-2. And CPS is following on without a win, as is Caseville.
You know, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a rant right here, John. Conference should not have divisions when there's eight total teams. The Big Ten, now I'm not saying the NCAA has anything figured out. Trust me, by no means do they. But in order for a conference in NCAA play to have divisions, you need to have a minimum of 12.
We've had quite a lot of discussion on this, especially with Paul Adams. And I think we've all come to the consensus that there is a nice reason for splitting them up into two four-team divisions.
That's hardware?
You just want to make them happy, and you get 50% more chance of winning hardware. Now.
It's time for a short break. We're 13 minutes away from tipping off North Huron on the road at Lakers on the WLEW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. It's the 1-4.